Tear gas canisters explode at Paris's Place de la Madeleine. Youths run from the police, one berating a cameraman for perceived media bias. Bystanders and protesters clutch scarves to their mouths to fend off the effect of the gas. The demonstration was sparked by a hiking tax on petrol and diesel, which President Emmanuel Macron's government says is needed to fight climate change. Like many French people living in rural areas and small towns, Nicolas, a manual worker from Picardy, says he can't afford to pay any more.
Halfway through the month, we have nothing to live on. Petrol, all these taxes, on food, everything. I need my car to go to work, to fetch the children from school, to do the shopping. We need the car all the time.
Elsewhere in the city, on the historic Tuileries Gardens, a group of young men from the outskirts of Paris are striding towards the police lines. One of them, who laughingly identifies himself as Jean-François, which clearly isn't his name, gives voice to their indignation.
Ils ont tout quadrillé. On peut pas passer, on peut pas les dire ce qu'on veut dire.
They've locked everything off. We can't get through. We can't tell them what we want to tell them. They've closed all the metro stations. They don't want us to speak up. We've had enough. Taxes, it's too much. The old people, I'm here for my parents. They've given their lives and now they see how much they're paid and, oh la la, pensions have gone down, their spending power has gone down, Christmas is coming and they have grandchildren.
For many demonstrators, the real target of the protest is a government they see as out of touch with ordinary people. Here's Daniel, a middle-aged man standing with a group of friends on Place de la Madeleine.
I'm against the government, the way they behave all the time at the expense of French people who have to battle every month just to get by.
Are things more difficult for you?
Yes, it's more difficult. We're taxed all over the place. All the taxes, they add all the time. It never ends. It's pay, pay, pay.
Even some former Macron voters have joined the opposition. Jean-Pierre is one of them.
It's the contempt he has for the people. It's not about me personally. I have a standard of living that allows me to live comfortable. But people I know have enormous difficulty getting by. But I find that Mr. Macron, and I voted for him, I was a convinced Macronite at first. It turns out that he's a bit contemptuous of people. The fact that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, there comes a time when he should wake up, that he should think of his people.
Do you think he will?
Absolument pas.
Not in the least, but perhaps, who knows?
Je sais pas, peut-être, qui sait, peut-être.
The government shows no sign of backing down. Later on Saturday, Macron declared that those responsible for the violence should be ashamed of themselves. While officials said the unrest had led to 130 arrests across the country, 42 of them in Paris. Tony Cross, Radio France International in Paris.